Europe nears boiling point over borders. Reported from Warsaw by Andrew Higgins. Thousands of migrants, unwilling weapons in a geopolitical struggle, in peril in a freezing border zone. Far-right nationalists marching on the streets of Warsaw, calling for harsh action against asylum seekers. Belligerent national leaders facing off across a razor-wire border. A standoff over migrants along the European Union's eastern flank, one that EU leaders say has been manufactured by the authoritarian government of Belarus, is growing more volatile, highlighting the raw emotions driving a crisis on that country's border with Poland. So far, the only casualties have been the migrants stuck in the struggle between Belarus and countries on the front line of the European Union, like Poland and Lithuania. Amid growing fears of a humanitarian disaster in the thick forest that straddled the border, a 14-year-old Kurdish boy from Iraq was reported by Polish news media to have frozen to death overnight on the Belarus side of the frontier. Eight others, according to the official count, died earlier from exposure. Aid workers, who are barred along with journalists and independent doctors from entering the border zone, believe the real death toll is higher and will rise sharply as winter sets in and pushes freezing temperatures even lower. Western leaders have accused Alexander G. Lukashenko, Belarus's autocratic leader, of engineering the crisis, creating a path into European Union countries for migrants from the Middle East. His aim, they say, is to punish Poland and Lithuania for harboring dissidents and other opponents of his government, and to pressure the EU to lift sanctions. Western members of the United Nations Security Council condemned Belarus's actions on Thursday. In a statement, Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki of Poland compared events on the border to those that cost Poland its statehood more than a century ago. While stressing that the situation now is not so dramatic, he said, "What we are dealing with is a new type of war. This is a war in which civilians and media messages are the ammunition." Poland and Lithuania, both members of NATO as well as the European Union, have poured thousands of soldiers into the frontier zone to help border guards and police officers beat back what they describe as a hybrid war by Lukashenko. Lukashenko reeled off threats to his country's Western neighbors, even as the Kremlin, his main benefactor, said it was working to resolve the situation and described the buildup of military force along the borders as a matter of utmost concern to all sober-thinking people in Europe. In a sign of the escalating tensions, Poland's defense ministry on Thursday reported that its soldiers in the border area of Białowieża had fired warning shots into the air the previous day after a group of several hundred migrants attempted to cross the border by force. The migrants, the ministry said, threw objects at the soldiers and tried to destroy a border fence.